I was always on the Trending 55 hot seat. We like to check in with somebody from the official opposition. And joining me right now is labor critic and former labor minister, Christina Gray. First off, Ms. Gray, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. So I guess the first question is that we just finished off a spring session of the legislature, and obviously a lot of big concerns, but I know you as former labor minister and also the current labor critic, you've had some serious concerns about some of the bills that the government has put out, and especially I would say that Bill 32 seems to be one that's concerning, especially for a lot of unionized people. What are your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. What I saw through this spring legislative session was Jason Kenney using the cover of the pandemic to ram through an extreme agenda at the same time that he was failing to deliver jobs or even appropriately address COVID-19 in many ways. We saw in this session, it started off with a budget that was full of cuts and broken promises. A budget that doubled down on the failed plan to give billions of dollars to profitable corporations, and bills like Bill 32 and Bill 30 that opened the door to American-style private profit health care and rewrote labor laws that actually took money away from Albertans. And so a big portion of the time I spent in the spring legislative session was me standing up and speaking about the devastating impact Bill 32 and other legislation was going to have because Albertans are being left behind by Jason Kenney and the UCP.
There's also something else that I'm sure you've heard about quite a bit, and we know that some of our municipal politicians from right up here in the Peace Country, including Carolyn Kalababa, Reeve of Northern Sunrise County, and the County of Northern Lights, Reeve Terry Ungaring, were just a few of the municipal politicians from the Peace region that were down a week ago from today, today, to protest a tax plan which would see municipal taxes for oil and gas companies reduced by the province. There were some NDP MLAs, I understand, that met with them. Did you have a chance to meet with any of them? And overall, what are your thoughts on this proposal? Because the message I'm getting up here from our municipal leaders is we've already given them a break ourselves. Why is this necessary?
Absolutely. So I personally didn't get to attend the rally, but I heard it was well attended by elected officials from all across rural Alberta. I know at least three of my colleagues were able to not only be there, but to speak at the podium and with everybody who was in attendance. What we're seeing is this UCP government continually downloading costs onto rural Alberta. They are more than willing to hand out big giveaways, $4.7 billion to profitable corporations. But now what they're doing is trying to increase everybody's taxes and make the municipalities do it. The RMA has said that this money is going to go out of province. It's going to go to CEOs. It's going to go to shareholders, not to Albertans. And that's more of the same of what we've seen from the UCP government. So I know that elected officials from all around rural Alberta are concerned. The official opposition is concerned. And we just keep seeing more of the same from this government. And the official opposition is going to keep fighting against the cuts to services, the downloading to our rural municipalities, and still we need to keep doing the job of advocating to grow and diversify our province and our economy because this government doesn't get it.
Fair enough. And in terms of diversifying things, Ms. Gray, you had the portfolio for 4 years as labor minister yourself and still continue to speak out on labor issues as the critic. What are some meaningful steps you think that the Alberta government should be taking in order to diversify that economy, as you were mentioning?
Absolutely. It's so important. And honestly, if you talk to any Albertan, and as I've been traveling around Alberta in the small opportunities I've had during the pandemic, people know and understand that we need to make sure we've got a diversified economy, that we have bold, creative solutions to get people back to work. And this is something that was a major focus of our government. We were diversifying. We were expanding into a number of different industries, something that when this government, the UCP were first elected, Travis Taves was quoted as saying diversification was a luxury. They are now finally starting to come back around and they're actually starting to dust off ideas that the Alberta NDP had when we were in government and starting to re-announce those. But at the same time, Jason Kenney is taking Alberta on a race to the bottom. Their major initiative is that $4.7 billion corporate tax giveaway to large profitable corporations at the cost of now we have a government that doesn't seem to be prepared to fully fund the safe schools reopening. Just today, the Minister of Education was talking about safe school reopening, and parents and Albertans are incredibly concerned. And so we are going to continue to advocate for making sure we've got those solutions. I know our education critic, Sarah Hoffman, released a safe school reopening plan that had 15 points in it that could be considered. We see that as a really important part of the role of the official opposition, to advocate for all Albertans and to make sure that Alberta gets the government it deserves, which is a government that has their backs and is doing everything to prepare and focus on protecting Albertans.
And I also will mention that last week we did talk with Sarah Gray about that, about the 15-point plan. That was last week's episode, still on our website if you want to check that out. That's still there. And in terms of that, though, one thing that changed since when I talked to Sarah about that last week is that the education minister, Minister LaGrange, had turned around and said, okay, now masks are mandatory for 4 to 12 students and optional for younger students overall. Do you think that's at least a step in the right direction?
Absolutely. That is one of the 15-point plan that we had put forward. That was one of the steps that we had suggested. But we haven't seen meaningful action on the per capita student funding, making sure that there's money for all the new students, never mind all the new cleaning measures. We haven't seen any limits on class sizes, which is something incredibly important that we've seen from other jurisdictions and that seems to have a real meaningful impact on school safety, and a number of other initiatives that were in Sarah Hoffman's plan. And so the official opposition is going to continue to put forward those kinds of bold, creative, positive, solution-focused suggestions to this government, but given that they can't seem to get away from wanting to give away money to large corporations, to CEOs and shareholders at the cost of our students, at the cost of Alberta workers, passing legislation like Bill 32, which literally attacks the overtime that Albertans can earn, I think that the UCP government has its priorities backwards. I think that they are out of step with Albertans right now, and that Alberta is being left behind by this government. So we need to just keep talking about that and continuing to advocate for the things people care about.
All right, and now two more questions for you, Ms. Gray. And this one is that obviously the legislature will kick up again in the end of the month. And just wondering, what are some of the big hot-button issues that the opposition is going to be pushing the government on when you guys reconvene at the end of the month?
Yeah, so we'll be reconvening at the end of the month for two specific reasons. So on August 26th, I believe, the process is being put in place for our new lieutenant governor to be sworn in. And on the 27th, there's actually going to be a very special debate on the latest fiscal update. This is something incredibly important to the official opposition, because what happened when the pandemic started was the government removed our ability to debate and ask questions about the budgets. They cut it off. We lost hours and hours of potential budget debate. And instead what they did was they rammed through that budget, which was based off of some very, very broken assumptions. The price of oil in that budget is ridiculous. At that point, we even knew the pandemic was on our doorstep. So this fiscal update is going to be our opportunity to ask questions about the impact of the pandemic on our budget, what realistic projections the government might be using going forward when it comes to oil and gas and our revenues, as well as how the response has been handled from each ministry from that budget standpoint. So that August 27th debate will be specific to the fiscal update and specific to that broken budget that got rushed through at the beginning of the year.
Well, August 27th, that's one date Albertans are definitely going to want to keep an eye on, because obviously a big discussion about the budget fiscal updates, which is so ever-changing throughout this pandemic. And I always like to close out with a personal question. And, at the end of the day, politicians are people too. And I got to ask, at this time of the year, it's a time where MLAs and everybody else and every other sector gets to take some time off. Do you have some downtime planned to go and do something fun? And when you're not opposing the government on labor issues, how do you spend your free time?
Well, it's definitely been really, really busy right now. And with the pandemic and the added anxiety for all of us, we all have loved ones that we're worried about, people we know who might be vulnerable or high risk. I'm looking forward to, in a couple of weeks, I will be taking a little bit of time. My husband and I love road trips, so we're going to head out around Alberta a little bit. And I have a lot of catching up to do with my Netflix. So I don't think I have any major plans, but just really to take some time and to try and recoup a little bit, recover a little bit from what's been a really, really busy session and a lot happening in our province.
No doubt we could all use the downtime, Ms. Gray. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
This is Christina Gray, a former Labour Minister and current Labour critic for the official opposition NDP caucus.